Merging with Shiva, Lesson 22, The River, a Symbol of Life. You have all heard about the sacred river Ganges, but have you ever wondered why this river is sacred? Why has this river become personified among all the rivers of the world? Let's meditate on this and let the river tell its own story to us. The river is the esoteric symbol of life's force. And as it flows, it tells us how those cosmic currents flow through the physical body, quieting the emotions and awakening the willpower, so that we can keep the mind under our control. This all happens, of course, providing we are in tune and flow with that life force, that illimitable power within us. The birth of this river high in the Himalayas we can liken to our own conception and entrance into physical consciousness. As the river flows to meet the sea, it drops off many disturbances. Just as our life absorbs many of its hindrances, the rapids smooth out, the waterfalls become smaller, the mouth of the river broadens. And as the river flows into the ocean, we can see this esoteric symbol of life ending its manifest physical form. Let us relate that symbol to our own consciousness, holding it within our mind, the river as a symbol of life. Now, look at yourself and see what stops that river from flowing, what stops you from flowing with cosmic forces and becoming one with life's ocean of eternal bliss. Is it not attachment that keeps us clinging to the banks of the river? Is it not fear that we are attached to? All the personalities we know and the various material objects we are clinging to keep us holding tightly to the banks of life's cosmic river. The river still flows on, but we do not flow with it. We are fighting against life's currents when we allow ourselves to become attached. Think today about the personal experiences in your lifetime and clearly view just how often you cling to the banks of life's river by attaching yourself to personalities and possessions. Have you ever stopped to think that we even become attached to things that we do not like? And to things that we have done against our better judgment. We are attached to objects, values, schedules, habits, memories, even likes and dislikes. We become attached because we do not stop to understand that each of those experiences that conceived the attachment was just a boulder, a waterfall, as an old tree trunk blocking one of the little rivulets as it tried to merge with the great stream, ever merging itself into the ocean. Om Namah Shivaya.